discount could save you.
Now, 7 after the hour. It's Friday, the 27th of May. This is the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. That is, I dare you to try to find somebody to do business with today.
I know. Did we actually even have spring this year?
Spring has sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where my girlfriend is. That's the only thing.
Just seems like we had winter and then
a
little
warmer
winter.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. More often than not, Jennifer, that's what happens. It's cold and then it's hot. And there's not much in between. Out in California, there is where you are. But on the East Coast, it has been a discussion topic for a long, long time. And we just don't seem to have the moderate sort of ramp up. It goes from being lousy to being good. Beautiful weather this week.
Fire the groundhog.
There was a tornado watch north of here in northern New England last night. And I honestly haven't seen, there was a sort of a twister that started in Albany and upstate New York, and then moved into Vermont, New Hampshire, and into Maine. At least a warning. I saw it about 8:45, and then I didn't see or hear much more about it after that. And I've checked around quickly this morning. I don't see the most conversation this week about tornadoes. Certainly focuses on what has happened in Joplin, Missouri, and there have been a lot of people who have spent a lot of time. A lot of our talk radio brethren, people that we all know, the national shows, some of the local shows that have done a very good job. When you look at the things that have been done, I was talking about the folks in Wichita on radio stations there who had fundraisers. If you move about 800 miles away to Santa Fe, there was an idea. This is kind of an interesting original idea. At a radio station there, they produced a Joplin jam, playing a lot of bands doing Janis Joplin songs, and a three-hour benefit program for the town of Joplin. And there were a lot of people that contributed money or time, effort, the band, the venue, the food. So that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Over in Springfield, Missouri, which is a neighbor of Joplin's, there was a Christian station that comboed with another sort of contemporary station, put on a benefit concert. And I'm looking at some of the other things that have been done, cash donations asked for by people on radio programs. And the company that owned the radio station that went on the air donated whatever they raised from the listeners, the corporation doubled it. So dollar from a listener, dollar from the company. $7 from a listener, $7 from the company. A lot of donated goods, that sort of thing. And let's see, I'm looking on Facebook. You see a number of things popping up on Facebook. Maybe we ought to do a little. I mean, it's harder for a program like this to do something that is as focused because we're literally everywhere. Some of the national shows, I mean, you could ask to send something in. I think calling attention and having people, I don't really want to get involved that way.
A good thought.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Send a good thought. And if you want to, you can go online and find anything. For example, there's something called the Convoy of Hope. A couple of radio stations in several different markets raised $20,000, $30,000 for the aid of the locals. A lot of people getting folks to donate a pint of blood on stations, and that's a good idea. I think that's the same thing could be said for people in Memphis, where our station, KWAM, there has been covering very well the local circumstances. The problem is not over, but it's subsided somewhat. Or maybe it's just the fact that there's so much going on in Joplin that it's overshadowed some of the other problems. But the Midwest and the Mid-South, horrible, speaking of spring, horrible. Horrible spring. And so it's kind of cool that as many people, this shows the real starch of America. It was interesting this week to note, and I say this only as an aside, because I can remember being in England on various trips. I spent a lot of time in England, especially when my daughter was a student there. It's always interesting, and whenever I've traveled around the world, interesting to get the perspective that others have on our country versus what we think about what's going on here. And I've often said that I find out more about what's going on in America truly by being in other countries because of the really strong interest that other countries have in what's going on here. For example, the Joplin tornadoes, big news overseas, covering it, following it. The Obama presence in Europe this week. Barrack, the guy who's the reporter, I was listening to some guy, they refer to him as Barrack Obama.
Barrack Obama.
Barrack Obama. but they make a big deal out of how popular he is there versus how he's not that popular here. Mm-hmm. And the comparison of George Bush, who wasn't popular around the world at all, and how much more popular Barrack Obama is. And again, excuse me, a different perception. A different reality. People say, well, they don't know him like we do. And that's not the point. It's about perception. And a lot of people who think that what's going on in our country, who are religionists, think that it's God getting back at us. This is, America has been a terrible country. Look at all the damage it's done in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's been at war here and at war there. And it's now coming home to roost. God's paying us back. Again, and we've even heard people say that here in our country. God is teaching us a lesson. That's why he's ruining the farm belt, because a lot of the land on the Mississippi River on either side for miles and miles has been distorted by all the rain. The really wonderful, rich soil that's been washed down the river, washed out to sea, that's a natural resource we can't afford to lose. So, as God's in charge of nature, according to many or most, then what's the story? Hmm. Is that a conclusion that you can draw? You can if you will. 800-510.
Depends who you are there, sir.
8255, right, exactly. But I do think radio's done a nice job in helping people, whether they're the flooding victims up and down the Mississippi or whether it's the tornado victims in various parts of our country. The most recent problem this week in Joplin, horrible devastation. Town pretty much out of business. You know, we hear a lot about what's going on in Japan. I was watching a piece last night on a business program that was aimed at highlighting how difficult it is for Japanese, the auto dealers that sell Japanese cars. They're losing 30-40% of the income as compared to last year because they don't have the cars. Production is cut way back in Japan. They can't get some of the things, so they're having to buy it elsewhere. Things that were made in their own country to put in their own cars. And the facilities just aren't there. So there is a demand for new cars, but they aren't there. So what it's done is increase the value of your used car, increase the value of new cars to the point where the average new car this week is $350 more than it was the week before the earthquake in Japan. That's how much it's affected the sales price of cars.
In that they're able to hold
across
the profit.
The board.
Right.
Well, they're
not
trying,
raising the sticker price. They're
no,
just not
they are
giving
not
as
giving
much
you,
as
the deals
discount.
Are not, right. Exactly. The deals aren't there. $350 more to buy a new car than it was, when was the earthquake? 2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
So, pretty interesting stuff. Also, I want to spend a minute or two talking about Ed Schultz. And his, some people are calling it a meltdown. I don't know if it's a meltdown or isn't a meltdown. Hmm. But it speaks to some of the other things that we've been talking about, general conversation about the tone of discussions in our country, whether it be on the radio or on television or in person. And just the general starch behind, again, not just what we're talking about in political talk radio, but the I was calling attention to how stridently some people who are in law enforcement handle their job and they approach everybody as the enemy, that kind of stuff. It's just a ratcheting up of anger. Is it because, you know, is the stuff that you hear on the radio or what you see on some television programs, is that the cause of the problem or a result of whatever you perceive the problem to be? It's back to the what Imus said, and now Schultz refers to Laura Ingraham as a right-wing slut, and whether her apology, which had a zinger in it, you know, it's back and forth with all of this stuff. But where does it stop?
Yeah, she definitely had some insults back for him, didn't
she?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So where does it stop? 800-510-8255. Yes, it is true. Barry Gibb has posted a video of a recording of an unreleased track with Michael Jackson. Mm. Is that the big story
really?
Of the day? Yes.
That is a big
That's
story.
That's a good
Check
story.
That out at DougStephan.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Make a savings getaway at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Save 25 to 50% throughout the store. Swimwear for him and her, 25 to 50% off. Summer sandals, $34.99 to $69.99. Men's polos, $14.99. And 50% plus an extra 10% off luggage. Plus get an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or Wild Savings Pass. Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at Andro.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you believe it, Richie? Macy's is having a Memorial Day weekend sale.
Apparently it's a big one, too.
Can you? I can't imagine.
You can find me at Macy's this weekend.
Really?
Oh, and yeah.
If you listen carefully, shirt, about every 14 minutes, you'll hear about it. You'll hear about it here. Thank God for Macy's. A round of applause.
What are you wearing, by the way?
Oh, you like my shirt?
What is it?
I have an
flames?
Old. No, it's an old.
It's a tie-dye.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to see Doug at the beginning. The stream hadn't started yet. Now I got to go over there. How could I miss this?
Tie-dye, Richie. Ooh. It's a tie-dye.
Did you make it yourself?
Oh, no, heavens no. No, this is
what
something.
Do you mean heavens no? That's look how you make
real tie-dye. Look at the blue. See all these, the blue and the. No, no, I'd never do that. But the, you know, it's just sort of something
that's
a
snobby thing.
That's an era.
No, I'd never do that.
An era lost. Shall we say?
Wow, you're a rocker.
Right? How's that?
Holy mackerel, Dexter.
Let's celebrate it, shall we?
Yes. Okay. More on civility coming up here on your day.
Morons?
21. No, I didn't call you a moron.
No, okay. More on.
More on.
More on.
More on.
Yes. More on.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Fever Dates.
Thrilled to get this invitation, and I feel right at home here because it's often been said that I share the politics of Alfred E. Smith and the ears of Alfred E. Newman.
Those of you who want to see a really colorful shirt, the reason I wore this is because I figured people would come just to look at the shirt, Richie.
That's kind of cool. I'm liking it.
Check it out, DougSteffen.com, the video stream of the Good Day program from my venue here on the farm versus Richie's venue in the studio at our originating network, Radio America. He's in the picture. Jennifer Horn's lovely voice is a part of the discussion, part of the presentation, a part of the work here. Good morning. Hello. 25 after the hour. So we had that Barack Obama started having a little fun with himself. There's not enough fun. And I suggest to you that a lot of this back and forth, I've talked a little about Ed Schultz and Laura Ingraham. This is not that kind of a radio program, but these people are very much in the focus. There'll be a lot of talk about it over the next 4 or 5 days as another example of the man's inhumanity to man. There's so much anger. How much of it is contrived? That's the question that really has some value here. And sort of to get an insight into that, if you have not heard the recorded conversation behind the scenes between Congressman Paul Ryan, who is the creator of the new the thing that some Republicans think they have to apologize for, the restructuring of our budget and the debt and what we have to cut out and his suggestions. And he appeared at a forum yesterday on the national debt. The two main speakers at the forum were Paul Ryan, the Republican from Wisconsin, and former President Bill Clinton. Listen to this. Listen, stop whatever you are doing. Stop, stop, stop. And listen to the two of these guys as they meet for the first time. They don't know the microphone is on and that anybody can hear them. Listen.
Hey, Paul Ryan.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'm glad we won this race in New York, but I hope the Democrats don't use it as an excuse to do nothing.
I guess it's just going to sink into paralysis is what's going to happen. And you know the math. I mean, it's just... We knew we were putting ourselves out there, but you got to start this. You got to get out there. You got to get this thing moving.
You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Give me a call.
Great. Thanks.
Interesting. Nothing incriminating, but interesting.
No, it's not that they're talking about each other's wives, but it's really so telling. I remember I was at an event at the White House when Bill Clinton was president. I've not been in the White House since Bill Clinton was president. I remember a guy telling me he'd gone into the urinal with Bill Clinton, and they were talking about the Republicans, and Clinton always used to blame the Republicans for some of the trouble. You know, outwardly it was the Republicans, and this guy was talking to him about how Clinton was stealing all of their ideas.
Right. Well, Dick Morris got him to do that.
Yeah. And so when you listen to stuff like this, you realize how foolish most of this anger that's being created is. And that's really the reason that I play that, and I'll play it again in a few minutes.
You know what it is.
Let it settle in. Yeah, Richie.
That act.
It's an act.
Are the puppet strings that pull you around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think about you're sitting there, and when you're ranting and raving about...
You're talking about me, or you're talking about
all of us.
Right.
Together.
Yeah.
Okay? When you're sitting there, and you're ranting and raving about whoever it is that you don't like, you know, whether it be left or right or whatever, those strings are on your arms and moving your mouth the whole bit, because they're up there basically putting these 30-second sound bites to make you go crazy.
Right. Yep. And one of them was the visual of the woman being pushed off the cliff by Ryan. Oh, my God.
They won
the race based on that, so some people think, on that video. Anyway, we'll play this back again in a few minutes. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hey, this is Pete from the Sears Blue Automotive Crew. With summer just around the corner, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road. So we're throwing our once-a-year Savetacular this Memorial Day weekend at the Sears Auto Center. Through Tuesday, save on everything in automotive. That's right, save on everything we have. If we sell it, you save on it. All accessories are on sale, including batteries. Save on tires, too. Every brand and every size. The Savetacular also includes all maintenance and repairs. We even have special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Do you worry?
Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Says we're all doing fine.
That's good.
Beginning of the long Memorial Day weekend is upon us. We'll be here live on Monday. Always around on the holiday, December.
Not yet.
Hello, hold on. It's the 27th of May. I was looking into the future, looking down the road. I have a vision. I have studied.
What is that vision?
Our present situation thoroughly, Richie.
Yeah.
I have gone over it in my imagination, the various courses of action that are possible as we move forward. I am visualizing the consequences of what we will do between now and December.
What are you saying?
As I look forward, I see something very good. I see lots of promise. I want to go ahead. I want to move. I want to shake. I want to use the skill that you have.
Okay, madam.
Yes, and?
No. Madam
Mr.
Mussolini.
Yeah. Madam who?
I don't know.
Madam Mussolini. Where did that come from?
No, Fusolini.
Fusolini.
Didn't need a little crystal ball.
I think you can,
mama.
But I was. I was sort of in December. I was thinking ahead. I think that things are getting so much better. It's harder for people to see them. And the reason I say that is because, as we were talking the last half hour, there are two things that were a focus here. One of them was the horror of what's happened in Joplin and some of these other tornadic. We had, 1,500 tornadoes or something so far this year? Some ungodly number. And then, is God responsible for all of that? And you can say, okay, if God created the earth and the sky and the planets and there's some sort of energy behind all of it, so is part of the plan messing up America because America has messed up on its own? Is that part of what's going on? I see a lot of people asking questions, and the frustration that people have, the anger, if that's what it is, the hostility.
You mean kind of the Reverend Phelps philosophy?
How's that? Well, I don't want to thank you, but no thanks. I don't want to be.
That's pretty much what he's saying.
I agree with him. I'm not sure. I think that that's the question. I'm not saying that's what's going on. I'm just saying that's what some people think. And that's Mother Nature presenting herself in an angry form, and then listening to the anger, I think that that's real, versus the stuff that we hear on radio and television that isn't. And I have used the example, the latest example is Ed Schultz and Laura Ingraham. One's a righty, one's a lefty. And there is this focus on the, Schultz said something that he probably, if he'd have thought about it, he wouldn't have said it. I like Ed. I really like his wife. I like his wife a lot more than I don't like him. His wife is a hottie? She's just, as people who are sweet go, she's right there. And she loves, adores him. Just absolutely adores him. Second wife, I think, her name is Wendy. She's very much a partner with him in everything that goes on in their lives. This is an interesting reality. Some people are able to do this in their marriages. She's his screener on the radio show and the television show.
She's his producer.
Yeah. She's on the opposite side of the glass. She's with him everywhere and in everything he does. And not in an overbearing way. She's just there as support.
Right.
She is really a wonderful example of a supportive wife. And there are some examples of supportive husbands who would do the same thing. It's just that all that glitters isn't gold. And with them, I always like seeing the two of them together because she's so supportive of him. Anyway, so he says something stupid and gets into trouble and it becomes this whole big hoorah. And I think it's kind of sad that so much of what we are hearing on the radio and what we see on television, it's a show, folks. It's make-believe. It's contrived.
And don't let it control you.
It's hooey. Exactly. These people that call radio prey, they're all angry and they're all upset.
We talked about this before, about Sean Hannity.
Yeah, right.
I don't know that there's a nicer guy you would
Very
ever
nice
meet.
Guy. Yeah.
He really is.
But he's a bully on the air.
But when you listen to him on the air and then you talk to him in person.
Yeah,
and
who's this, the same guy?
Different thing, yeah.
I think he really believes everything he says.
Oh, he does. He believes. He doesn't believe the anger, but he believes
the
philosophy.
I think he gets cranked up for sure.
Yeah.
But really, seriously, he's a nice guy.
Jennifer, would you take a look at this glass? I have a glass of...
What is in that thing?
Well, I'm just looking. I didn't see this thing's floating around in there.
Whatever. It's what color is that? It's like...
Well, I use it.
I think there's two things in there, it looks like.
Huh?
It looks like there's two things in there.
What the heck is that?
I like that shirt.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like
all right, so let's go. Let me just finish my train of thought before you have to get out of the way for Dr. Kent.
Okay.
So here's your thoughts, too, by the way, 800-510-8255. So the proof in the pudding is, and I'm not saying that either of these two guys have gone out of their way to play make-believe when it comes to politics. But remember what's at stake. Money, power, control. Whoever has it makes the most. They all get it in some way, shape, or form unless they screw up. That is, you become a political powerhouse, whether it be locally, you could be a selectman or a city council person, you can be a state rep, or you can be a governor, or you can be a congressman, you can be a senator, you can be president. All of these people, when they get to those places, can wield power, influence, and control. That's the game. And don't forget that that's the game. It isn't any different than trying to get you to watch a different television program or listen to a radio show or read a certain magazine or buy certain clothes or do certain things. Go here, spend your money there. Think this way, act that way. It's all about control. How much of the advertiser's money can they get from you to go to the Macy's Memorial Day sale or to buy any number of things that we talk about here, whether it's Tautinol or Super Beta Prostate or the Body Bio? It's all part of us trying to get you, not that it isn't good for you, because I believe that most of the stuff that we talk about here is good in some way, shape, or form, not harmful.
Just don't let it control you.
But you let it overtake you. Man. Again, let me play, or Richie's going to play. I'm going to introduce a behind-the-scenes conversation between Congressman Paul Ryan and former President Clinton yesterday They were backstage at a forum on the debt. And the focus this week has been on the seat in New York that went to a Democrat, in part because the Democrats were better at campaigning and imaging than were the Republicans. They had the chutzpah, or as some of my Jewish friends would say, the chutzpah, to create a 30-second commercial showing a woman in a wheelchair being pushed off a cliff by an image that looks like Paul Ryan. And that's how they won the election.
Metascare.
Yeah.
Metascare. Yeah.
Metascare. That's the new term for what people are saying is the budget reality. So anyway, here's Ryan meeting. This is not, there's nothing about this that's contrived. This is a bit of audio. They didn't know the microphone was on. And they're both mic'd up for the event. So that's, you know, somebody's left some cutie pie in the control room. That's, let's listen to these guys and see if we can have some fun with it. So here are the two of them talking before the event.
Hey, Paul Ryan.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'm glad we won this race in New York. But I hope the Democrats don't use it as an excuse to do nothing.
I guess it's going to sink into paralysis is what's going to happen. And you know the math. I mean, it's just... We knew we were putting ourselves out there, but you got to start this. You got to get out there. You got to get this thing moving.
If you don't want to talk about it,
I'll give you a call.
Great, thanks.
What's more simple to understand than that?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most beautiful pieces of audio I've heard in a long time.
I kind of love it.
And of course, you have to love it. What is there not to love? And so all of this stuff that some of us are foolish enough to wrap ourselves around and get so upset about, why would you be so angry at Barack Obama to come up with some of the stupid stuff about him? I mean, there's lots not to support in terms of a candidacy, but to have him, as it was with George Bush and with Bill Clinton, and I mean, even some of the people that get so worked up about Ronald Reagan. Folks, it's like going to the baseball game. It's a sporting event. How many of you want to kill Alex Rodriguez because he hits more home runs than anybody else?
I don't want to kill him. Huh? I want to get him on my team.
Billo. Right. How many of the Republicans would like to have had Bill Clinton on their team?
Oh, they'd love it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. All right. We have
a guy.
I'm going to take two calls from two people named James. The first one's in Live Oak, Florida. All right, James, number one.
James,
you're on.
Clear.
Good day. Hi.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Well.
I think in that analogy, I think you got the wrong sporting event. I think it's wrestling. It's already predetermined. Now, I don't think it's baseball. I think it's wrestling.
Maybe
the other thing I was talking of was I used to play a lot of softball, and I don't know if I can say this word on radio or whatever. But
if you can't, Richie will hit the button.
Okay. We used to a guy would jump from team to team to team, and we would call him a softball whore. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he would jump from team to team. If I'm correct, I think she jumped newscasting centers. So I think he said she was a Republican news slut.
No, that's not what he said.
I think that is.
He didn't use the word news. No. He just said Republican.
Yeah.
He said right wing. That's what he said.
She's a right wing slut. Those were his words.
Oh, because my 15-year-old son, we were riding home and we were listening to Hannity, and he said, I don't think he meant that personal to her. The way
I've seen the two of them together. Schultz and Hannity are friends.
Did you wanted to go on a long vacation?
Look what just happened here. You had two Republican and a Democrat arguing like crazy in front of everybody, but behind the scenes.
Right, they're having a fun time.
And this is probably exactly the same thing.
Right,
probably exactly
I just don't want you to get hoodwinked by all of this stuff. Yeah, it's blown away.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. People get caught up.
Yep.
People get caught up.
All right, Richie, how much time do I have? Thank you, James, number one.
James, number two, quickly.
All right, James, number two, and Jackson, you want to talk about the tornadoes, et cetera. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Well, thanks for asking.
All righty. Yeah, I just turned the radio on and caught the tail end of what y'all was talking about, the tornadoes and the, you know, God's having his wrath. And I just want to say that I'm a Christian, and I believe wholeheartedly in the Bible. I know there's things in the Bible that we don't understand. We ask questions. We question God, but, mm-hmm. but the evidence is there. You can look up the archaeological evidence. But I don't necessarily think that God's taking wrath out on people. Yeah, he could be. But, I mean, you look back, there's tornadoes back in the early days and stuff like that. I mean, people died and stuff like that. But the thing with this end of the world coming with these false preachers, it strengthens my faith simply because the Apostle Paul plainly made it simple in the Bible, and even Jesus himself said there would be false prophets yeah. in the coming days. Mm. And I just want to say that plainly, that when I see Harold Camping come on and say that he knows when the day
he's
coming, when Jesus comes back, I just, yeah, you know.
He's full of what I spread on my cornfields every spring. Right.
Nobody's
taking
it seriously.
Thank you, James. You know what I believe?
What?
This is from a great hymn, I believe, and I'd like to sing the rest of it, but I can't because I only have about 10 seconds. God is the most loving creature, if he is a creature or energy that there is. We don't seem to get it because we need to learn the lessons of love, and it's sometimes tough love, but there's nothing more loving than that energy, frankly, the energy of love, and that's what God's all about. It's 46 and change past the hour.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has some good news for you and your health in a moment. Actually, I'm looking at all this stuff. A lot of great news today. Maybe one of the best things that you could know that not necessarily germane to today, although we've had a lot of discussion today, Ken, about your body and your health and how you can truly feel healthy. And that's, of course, as a part of our routine helping people out. The body bio report comes to our attention. We want to know about red blood cells and fatty cells and all that stuff. So if you log on to bodybioreport.com, you can purchase through them if you'd like a blood test, or you can have your own blood test results sent to them to get examined to find out what.
Well, finally, what we're all waiting for, we can learn what vitamins, Doug, and supplements we really need based on the results of your blood test, not guess and not waste our money.
All right, so you go to your doctor. Here's how this works. You don't have to go to the doctor, but most people get an annual checkup, hopefully. You tell the doctor you want a body bio report. You visit the website first, bring the information with you to the doctor, copy the instructions so they'll do the correct bio markers when they do the blood test. They keep it on file, send the information to body bio, and they'll test it and let you know what it is that you need. The same blood test every year you need to get. Body Bio Report examines, identifies what you need to be eating or supplementing, and that's how you save money and that's how you save yourself. Everybody should have this information. BodyBioReport.com, and if you enter the code Dr. Ken, you'll save over $50 through the process, okay? BodyBioReport.com. All right, what's some of the good news today, Ken?
Concert museums, they're good for your health, but the good news is it doesn't matter whether you're well-educated or not or whether you're wealthy or not. People who go to museums and concerts, this is out of the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, or create art or play an instrument, they're more satisfied with their lives, again, regardless of how educated or rich they are.
What flake bottom wanted to study this in the first place?
Who I think it makes great sense.
But how do they find out who's gone to museums?
What do you mean? How do they
stand outside the Guggenheim?
Well, let's get more of the news.
Oh, okay, Ken. How do we do that? Where? What goes to the second page of this?
Well, 1 in 5 young adults may have high blood pressure. This is out of the Medical Journal Epidemiology. This was a study of 14,000 men and women between age 24 and 32. This is amazing. And half of these people didn't even know from their doctor they had high blood pressure.
Really? And how do you figure, you go to the doctor, that's the only way you're going to find out.
Well, or check it yourself at home with a home blood pressure cuff.
What's the one you like?
I like Omron. I also like a few others, which we can talk about on Saturday.
Ow, ow. We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is our technical visit, or at least a part of. We have a lot of different moments during the program in which we, as folks who are interested in making your life better, focus on the technology that can help you out. This, however, is the normal place where we visit with Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor. Did you know, Richie, that making phone calls isn't the number one use for iPhones?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Do we even make phone calls?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that plus the app of the week coming up in a second. Let's get Alex in our focus. We'll find out what the number one
number one use, though, would be.
Well, you're going to find out, Richie, in just a moment from Alex.
Make a savings getaway at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Save 25 to 50% throughout the store. Swimwear for him and her, 25 to 50% off. Summer sandals, $34.99 to $69.99. Men's polos, $14.99. And 50% plus an extra 10% off luggage. Plus, get an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or Wild Savings Pass. Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Savings on regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Two companies tracked 63 million iTunes App Store users and found some fascinating results when it comes to gaming. The companies, called Distimo and Newzoo, found that Apple customers downloaded more than 5 million games per day in the month of March. I repeat, 5 million games every single day of the month. 90% of these games were for the iPhone. That's 4.6 million iPhone games downloaded in March. Just 9% were for the iPad, meaning there are less games and gamers using the iPad. It's more for productivity purposes. And only 1% of all games downloaded were for the Mac. How many were free? 88%. A whopping number. Just 600,000 games out of 5 million had a price attached to them. And between 50 and 75% of iPhone users, depending on the country surveyed, play games on their iPhone. You might think it's for calling and web browsing, but most people play games. I'm Alex Goldfain.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so we got the scoop. You weren't surprised, Richie. Alex, number one use for the iPhone.
My kids love to play games on our iPhones. And, in fact, once we both got our iPhone 4s, we gave our iPhone 3 to my son to be able to play games with.
There you go. All right, so here's the app of the week. You ready?
Sure.
Ready. Let's hear it.
The folks at Weather Decision Technologies have introduced the IMAP weather radio for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The new app will provide weather alerts whenever watches or warnings are posted by the National Weather Service. Wherever you have your GPS-enabled device turned on, you'll receive a series of alert beeps and then a description of the newly issued watch or warning.
I see it here.
The Android version will be available this fall. Costs $10.
$10, $9.99.
Now, last night there was a tornado warning that blew across where we're heard in central New York, up through eastern and northern New York State into Vermont and New Hampshire. There was about eight. It's interesting because the tornado, they were tracking it by the minute as it went across. It was not serious.
Yeah, I mean, they can tell you at this point what street it's on.
Right, yeah, where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. So we have the technology gods with a small g to thank for that. A lot of very smart people doing a lot of things. And then there are those who are just sweet tweeters. You know who they are, Jennifer?
I do.
The
Jennifer
sweet is. Tweets.
I'm a
Jennifer
sweet
is a sweet tweeter. You can join the sweet tweets.
Tweets.
At DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour.